Zephyr musical, and I went to see it. And it's a tradition in that company to go and eat at Zephyr Diner afterwards, and it can run a little late. And so I decided to go and pick her up, and it was raining and it was dark, and that wasn't fun. And I'm trying to be in like a normal level, but I keep slipping back into whispering. My body feels heavy. I shaved my legs today. That was nice. Usually I don't shave too often because it doesn't show. Like really, you can't tell sometimes. So I shaved today and they're so smooth. I mean, just, man. You know, I don't know if I'm the only one who used to do this, but when I had a ton of friends, well, I don't have, not a ton, but more than I have now, who are at that level, you'd just be like, I shaved this morning, feel. I wish I could do that again, because that's what I wanted to do all day. I was just like, feel, in my head. But yeah, so it's funny, because I'm just like rubbing my legs together, because they feel really good. And soft and stuff. I don't know if any of you care, but what I found out was if you go ahead and put conditioner, like hair conditioner, on your legs before you shave, it helps make your legs a bit smoother. It feels smoother to me than just normal soap. That's what I did today. I just put my conditioner there, and that's what I did. Anyway, I came back and I was so tired, and I have a headache, and so I took a shower, and I got ready for bed, and I came to my bed, and I put my hair up for the night, and I just put it in twists, and the way I did it was I just covered my scalp in this thing called Baby Don't Be Bald, and it smells nice, and I put that on my head, and then I sprayed my hair with water and lavender oil. It only had a few drops of that left in it, but I can still smell it. I need to buy some lavender oil. And then I went ahead and worked this coconut curling cream from, you know, Cantu, which is one of my favorite brands for natural hair. Just as nice. Anyway, I worked that through my hair as well, and then I just did twists, and then I French braided the twists, so I had like two French braids, and then I crisscrossed the braids at the back of my head to stretch the braids out, and then I put a silk scarf over it, and then a satin bonnet over that. And I stretched the braids out because I really like the length of it. Because the thing is, if you don't have, you know, even if you have like loosely curly hair, you can kind of understand. But with African American hair especially, there's this thing called shrinkage. And it's what happens when, you know, your natural curl pattern takes effect. And your hair is so tightly coiled that for some people, up to 75% of their length can be hidden in the curls, and you'll never know. When I first get out of the shower, when I do wash my hair looks like it's only like 2 inches away from my scalp. When in reality, it just touches my shoulders these days. So, I don't know, it's just shrinkage, man. So that's why I stretch my curls out like to be able to see the length, and it makes me happy. I'm just sleepy. It's times like this. Yeah, it's like you wish someone would just, you know, be there and I don't know. Like, talk you to sleep or something. You know, have someone, you know. Put your head on their shoulders or chest or something, and they'll just talk to you until you fall asleep. Or I'll just lay with you until you fall asleep. I don't know why I thought of that. I'm pretty sure I'm drifting off. I guess this post doesn't have much of a point except to just say that I'm tired. I think I should probably sign off because I must be dozing off. Night. Talk to you guys soon.